Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Well, we are a few days into the new year. Say this with me, 2023. Oh my goodness. Where did the time go? Well, throughout our adult years, many of us choose to make a New Year's resolution or two. Maybe want to lose weight, maybe want to exercise more. Still important with an older adult. So let's welcome in Megan from Felician Village and talk about New Year's resolutions. Can we make those at a little bit older age? And why, Megan?
Hi, Jim. Yeah, actually, a New Year's resolution for older adults can positively impact their overall health. Resolutions provide us with goals and purpose in our life, and studies done by Rush University show that people who view life with a sense of purpose are 2 to 4 times less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease, and that their self-disciplined, highly organized people are also less susceptible to Alzheimer's. Plus, resolutions allow us to start the new year with an upbeat and a positive attitude.
Well, let's stay upbeat. Let's stay positive. Do you have some ideas for resolution for an older adult?
Of course. So one could be, you know, share your life story. This could be done in writing, a video, telling another person who then writes it for you. This way your memories, experiences, life will be preserved for future generations. There is a company called StoryWorth that sends you prompts weekly via email, and you write your response to those prompts, and then the company actually compiles it all into a book at the very end. So it's a great way to make sure that you follow through all year on that project with writing down your memories.
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and it's a great gift idea if you have birthdays coming up. Another idea is to preserve your life, creating a family cookbook. So similar to memories, but maybe a little bit more specific, write down those recipes so that people don't have to wonder what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Making a time capsule for your descendants or family members to open in the future.
Great.
New Year's resolution, a lot of it comes with health goals. You know, as we age, it's especially important. So setting up yearly doctor's appointments or creating a doable exercise plan is very important. Eating healthy at any age, always important. You may need fewer calories, so consider scheduling some time with a dietitian that may be able to help you develop a healthy plan for protein, fruits, and vegetables.
Always eat right, you bet.
Yes. You know, explore new volunteer opportunities. You may be looking for something to fill your time or trying to figure out, again, that life purpose. What do you want to do? You can get back to your community, help bring fulfillment to your life. And then it also connects you with like-minded people. You can make new friends, probably getting up and moving more, which ties right back into that exercise plan as well.
That's great.
Challenge your brain regularly. While physical activity is important, you have to make sure you make time to give your brain a workout. It keeps your cognitive skills sharp and reduces your chance of memory loss. So, you know, there's tons of games out there on the internet. There's books that you can purchase and force your mind to work. Sometimes, especially in winter, it's really easy to get in the habit of maybe watching a little bit too much TV.
Mm-hmm.
So take a break, get that brain moving.
Wow, that's good. Good advice.
Rekindling an old friendship might be a great resolution as well.
Mm-hmm.
There may be people that you've disconnected with. So make time to make a telephone call, send an email, reach out to someone, maybe search for them on social media, and ask family members to help you if you do have limited computer skills.
I like that. Maybe write an old-fashioned letter, too. That's always great.
Absolutely, and it's very easy nowadays to find addresses if you're not sure. Again, if you're not computer savvy, reach out to a family member. If you have a first and last name, typically you can find an address for someone. An old-fashioned letter would be a great surprise for the person on the receiving end.
How do we stick to a resolution then?
You have to write it down. Uh-huh. I think too many times if you only have it in your head, it's easy to let go of it. Write it down. Put it in a place you're going to see daily. You know, if it's healthy eating, maybe it's by the food on the counter, on the refrigerator. Keep a journal. I think that helps you just be accountable to working on it and be cognitive of all of those things that you set for goals in January.
That sounds fantastic. Megan, I want to wish you a happy new year and best of luck with your resolution.
Thank you so much, Jim. Same to you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.